Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, AM, FM, satellite, iTunes, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Allison Stewart sitting in. Coming up, you think you're alone now? Maybe not. Maybe somebody's watching you, following you, monitoring your every move. Welcome to Tiffany's World. There's a new documentary following two obsessed fans of the 80s pop star Tiffany. It's called I Think We're Alone Now, and we'll talk to the director next. But first, here's Rachel Martin with some news.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. The international war crimes trial of former Libyan President Charles Taylor reopened today at The Hague. The trial has been delayed for the past 6 months after Taylor boycotted the opening session and fired his attorney. Taylor is accused of orchestrating mass killings in Sierra Leone during that country's 10-year civil war that ended in 2003. The 11 charges against him include murder, rape, enslavement, and conscripting child soldiers. Taylor has pled innocent to all charges. Closer to home, the western part of the United States is grappling with the after effects of a mega winter storm that hit over the weekend. The storm system dumped more than 11 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains and toppled nearly 500 miles of power lines around California. In the town of Fernley, Nevada, workers today are trying to restore power after an irrigation canal broke, releasing a wave of freezing water into the town on Saturday. Much of Fernley was still underwater, at least by 2 feet deep on Sunday. At least three deaths have been blamed on the storm system. And in southern Colorado, six snowmobilers and two skiers were reported missing. That same bad winter weather is at least in part to blame for a deadly bus accident in Utah. A charter bus rolled off icy roads in southeastern Utah, killing seven and injuring about 20 passengers. The Arrow Stage Lines bus was southbound on State Route 163 when it failed to negotiate a curve and went off the road. A manifest says 51 passengers were on board at the time. An official with the Utah Highway Patrol said the bus is believed to have been on its way from Telluride, Colorado to Phoenix after a ski trip. The bus crashed Sunday about 10 miles north of Mexican Hat in the Four Corners region where Utah meets Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico. Now to New Hampshire, where polls say Barack Obama has opened a double-digit lead ahead of tomorrow's presidential primary. A new USA Today Gallup survey shows Obama with 41% of the vote in the Granite State. Hillary Clinton is 13 points behind at 28, and John Edwards trails at 19%. Speaking on NPR's Morning Edition this morning, Clinton played down New Hampshire as make or break. NPR's David Green is with the Clinton campaign.
Senator Clinton was speaking to NPR's Morning Edition from her campaign bus before spending a day crisscrossing the state. Following her third-place finish in Iowa, Clinton was asked if she can stay in the race after New Hampshire if she doesn't finish first here.
I'm going to work as hard as I can today and tomorrow to reach as many voters with my message about my candidacy and then go on. I've always intended to run a national campaign, and I have prepared to do so from the very beginning, so we'll go right through the February 5th states.
Clinton's advisors were sounding confident over the weekend that Obama wouldn't get much of a boost in the polls from his victory in Iowa. Clinton's strategist Mark Penn wrote an email to reporters asking, where is the bounce?
NPR's David Green. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.